The climate warriors of the South Pacific say greenhouse gas emissions are making their island homes more vulnerable to drought, more intense cyclones, and erosion. A spokesman says the main threat is rising sea levels that have already forced islanders to abandon low-lying villages, including some in Fiji and Tuvalu. The campaigners from 12 island states have brought their message to the heart of Australia's coal industry. Traditional canoes have led a flotilla of environmental activists in an attempt to shut down the port of Newcastle, the world's largest coal exporting terminal, 160 kilometres north of Sydney. Protesters were ordered by the authorities to stay away from busy shipping lanes. But despite the warnings and threats of fines, police on jet skis were forced to tow some demonstrators out from the path of freighters leaving the port. However, no arrests were made. Activist Ariane Kassman from Papua New Guinea says although the port wasn't shut down, the protest was a success.
Whether or not we stopped the coal ship, we believe that we have been successful. We've brought our stories. We've brought our human stories, our human face to climate change, to the impact of climate change. And, you know, that's what we wanted to do, to highlight the impact that the Pacific Islands are facing and to also, you know, bring to light the fact that Australia's commitment to expanding the fossil fuel industry is also expanding the destruction of the Pacific Islands.
Earlier this week, Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott angered conservationists when he predicted that coal would be the world's main source of energy for decades to come. Australia is one of the world's leading coal exporters. Cheap and plentiful supplies of fossil fuels help generate around 80% of Australia's electricity, making the nation one of the developed world's worst per capita emitters of greenhouse gases. The protest in Newcastle highlights an ongoing struggle in Australia between the economic imperative of sustaining prosperity through the sale of natural resources and the necessity of reducing emissions to stave off environmental disaster. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.